Lilui Nishmas, Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. We're in the middle of Siman Tafayin Gimel Seif Dalet. The Rama writes, V'yasadar ha'kara lefanav, how do you set up the Seder plate? She'ein tzarech la'avar ala mitzvos, in a way we don't have to pass over the mitzvos. So the karpa should be the closest to you, with the chometz, with the salt water near it. That's even closer than the matzah. The matzos are closer than the maror and the charoses, because the matzah is for the maror and the charoses. And they're closer than the basar and the beitza, which you don't eat or you eat much later. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah refers to the Seder Kara of the Arizal, and in most homes that's the minhag to do it according to the Arizal, and the Arizal has the maror close to you with the charosis on the right and the karpas on the left, and then another type of maror, and the furthest away is the meat and the zroa and the beitza. You would follow your family custom. Matzah either is on a separate plate, or in some Seder plates, the matzah is underneath the Seder plate, you know, with the three levels built for the matzah. Now, habasar nagu shiyah zaroa. The custom is to use a shank bone for the meat. It's a remez to the zroa and the tuya, the outstretched hand that Hashem used to take us out of Mitzrayim, kaviyachol. So we use a zroa. If you don't have a zroa, then you use another type of meat. Oh, now it's supposed to be roasted. Why roasted? The Shulchan Aruch says, why roasted? So the answer is zecher to the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach had to be roasted. It couldn't be cooked and boiled. It had to be roasted. So as a zecher to the Korban Pesach, it's roasted. But the beitza can be cooked mevushelas. Why? Because the Korban Chagiga, which the beitza represents, did not need to be roasted. But then the Rama adds on, "V'adin tzuluya, can be roasted if you want." Since the Korban Chagiga can be eaten either way, so the more standard custom is to also roast the egg as well. Some just boil the egg, but the Rama says the custom is to roast the egg as well. Now here, there's a topic that many people, I think, aren't fully aware of. If you cook something on Yom Tov, you have to use it for Yom Tov. You're not supposed to cook on Yom Tov to eat on food on Dach on Chol HaMoed. So, to roast the egg and to roast the shank bone, so it's better to roast them before Yom Tov, you know, an Erev Pesach, the Mishnah Berurah says, because then you're fine. But if you roast them on Pesach itself, then you have to eat it that day. You have to eat it that day. You have to eat it the next morning. If you forgot to roast it before the Seder, and now at the night of the Seder, it's Yom Tov, you can cook on Yom Tov, you're roasting the shank bone, you're roasting the egg, you have to eat it the next day. And that's what the Acharonim writes. Well, so the same thing by the egg. If the egg is cooked Erev Yom Tov, you don't have to eat it at the Seder. But if it's cooked on Yom Tov, you should either eat the egg at the Seder or the next day. You don't eat the zroa at the Seder because we don't eat roasted meat at the Seder to show that we don't have the real Korban Pesach. You don't want it to seem as if the zroa, the shank bone, is really the Korban Pesach. It's only a zecher. So we don't eat the zroa at the Seder, but the next day you should eat it. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayyadam, Ra la maisa, it's a bad thing. People throw away the shank bone. It's a bizayonis for the mitzvah. So therefore, if you use, let's say a person uses the same shank bone for both nights of the Seder, the mitzvah is to eat it on the second day Yom Tov at the meal. Put it l'toch hatzlish, it's only Yom Tov, ochlin oso. It's not proper to not use it and just throw it away. So the roasted egg and the roasted shank bone should be eaten at some point. The egg, some eat at the Seder, or some will eat the next day. And the shank bone, some eat the next day, the first day of Yom Tov, and some wait till the second day. But again, it shouldn't be thrown away. That would be a bizayon. That would be a bizayon to the mitzvah. Oh, okay, we'll stop here.